Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hopes and dreams of our customers. And we love to hear about them. Because we know it's bigger than life insurance. It's about planning for your family's future. It's about more than employee benefits. It's the opportunity to help you build the business you've always dreamed of. And it's beyond Medicare supplement insurance. It's about giving you the confidence to live life to the fullest. That's why we listen, because it's not about us, it's about you. So give us a call at 800-49-BEGIN or find an agent at mutualofomaha.com. Mutual of Omaha, we begin by listening. Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company and its affiliates, Omaha, Nebraska.
Wendy's Big Bacon Classic comes with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and hot and crispy bacon. If you're not getting your bacon cheeseburger from Wendy's, what are you getting? Get a Wendy's Big Bacon Classic today. At participating Wendy's, approximate weight before cooking. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Rosa Nissan's President's Day sales event is going on now. There's never been a better time for you to upgrade to a brand new 2020 Nissan during Rosa Nissan's President's Day sales event. Save time and shop online at rosanissan.com.
Rosen, Rosen, Rosen.
WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa, your home for live and local sports talk, starting weekdays at 5 a.m., AM 1250, and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at greatlakesdragaway.com.
Welcome back. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. It's 5 o'clock. That means Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane on The Fan, where we reset the big topics and give you the final say on them at 414-799-1250. Started up the day at 2 o'clock with a conversation we had yesterday with our guy Kendrick Perkins. Ask Kendrick Perkins, why do you believe Chris Middleton maybe doesn't get the credit he deserves, not only locally, but also nationally? Where does Chris Middleton rank and Kendrick Perkins combined Giannis Antetokounmpo, and had a very interesting answer as to where they should rank with the best duos in the NBA.
And the Milwaukee Bucks, because when Giannis is out, his game elevates to another level, and it just shows you, it shows the world that, hey, they got a legit Batman over there. Like, mm-hmm. It's not no fluke. Like, when you start talking about best duos in the league, you got to start mentioning Giannis and Chris Middleton, because when Giannis is out, Chris Middleton's numbers go through the roof, and they're 5-0, and he leads the way.
I know Leroy Butler, leader of the Cash Fan Club, loves hearing that.
Yes, but people ain't buying it. I had three people yell at me today because of what he said.
So you don't believe that they would be in top five, maybe top eight is where we kind of realize they could be at?
I'll give it to Laura because he wasn't here earlier to hear kind of the list.
Give him a rundown of the guys here.
All right, so this is just a list. This is just a random list that I found on the internet.
Number one.
LeBron James and Anthony Davis, number one.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard and Paul George,
okay,
number two. So just tell me where you want me to stop that this is where Giannis and Milton go in. Three, now he's not he's hurt, but Kevin Durant and Kyrie in Brooklyn.
They're before them.
Four, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
They're before them, yeah, because all those guys.
Then Harden and Westbrook, Lillard and McCollum, Embiid and Simmons, and then they have Giannis and Middleton.
No, they got it all wrong. Them guys ain't even, they're going by name brands.
Sure.
Those guys are hurt, they ain't available. Make a new list with active players.
So you put Giannis and Middleton three, behind Davis and LeBron, Leonard and George, and then Giannis and Middleton?
Yes, I will put them second.
In front of Leonard and George.
You got an MVP, carries a lot of weight.
You got two rings for Kawhi Leonard.
Different teams.
But I'm just saying, man, you got the best team.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't carrying no weight in none of that.
Well, and that was when Gary brought it up first. He goes, I don't know how they're not first because you look at the wins and losses. They're the best team in the league.
That's a better argument, sure. But it's the name brand. Once again, Chris Middleton doesn't have a name brand. Two-time All-Star don't mean nothing to people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just 34 overpowers him. All the other duos, they kind of average each other out.
Sure.
So that's a better argument. It's a bigger piece of daylight between Middleton and Giannis. Most of those other tandems, not a lot of daylight.
That's true. They're all closer to where they are in the league.
I respect that. I respect that. But when you have the best team, okay, and you have a MVP and an All-Star together, that's a true Robin. But people just don't like him for whatever reason. I don't know. But again, we're talking about when Giannis is away with baby Giannis, can this thing keep afloat? With George Hill out for 8 or 9, 15, 20 games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot missing. And when he put the 51 spot, okay, I shined a little bit on people.
Yeah, you were very happy. You had a couple of flexes there. Yeah, you let everybody know.
And then they sent me some – Steve, you know how they do now. They went and looked up some games when Giannis did play when he scored like 10 points.
That's how it goes.
And they still bringing up the money.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let it go.
But do you believe
– I know that.
Do you think the money goes away, though, if he wins a championship?
100%. But they'll figure something else out, though.
Okay, because it's
they'll go and say they need a third piece.
Right, because there's always a conversation that once you win the title, well, it was all worth it because you got the championship.
Yep.
I think the money has to be thrown out in that argument if they end up winning the title.
Make big money. Every guy on that list make big money, don't Steve?
But there's a lot of guys on that list that have rings.
Everyone.
And a couple of tandems that have rings together.
Yep, right.
The one part of it that is interesting to me, how they can coexist and how they match up, I think a lot of it comes down to people haven't seen Chris Middleton at this level, at this part of his career, because he's only gotten better, and he's gotten markedly better this year than he has. He never led the team and then went and found somebody else, like a Paul George, like Russell Westbrook, like James Harden.
Like CJ McCollum. He's never had to lead the team either. He's always had Lillard with him.
And that's one of my favorite duos to watch, but there's no way you can put that duo over the Milwaukee Bucks right now today.
I agree 100%. And I think in order to sell Middleton to the national fan base and probably to the local fan base, he's got to have a couple of big games in the postseason where he's kind of the reason why they won a big postseason game, whether it be the Eastern Conference Finals, the NBA Finals, whatever. All of a sudden, he just goes off. You know, Giannis has, 17, 18 points a game. Milton has like 35 and hits a big shot down the stretch to win the game. Then everybody starts getting on the Middleton bandwagon. That's the kind of stuff that has to happen in the postseason. 51 in the regular season is very difficult to do. I'm not sure changing them.
Yep.
But that's not going to change anybody's mind. They're going to say, okay, he got hot for a night. What has to happen is he needs to be that guy in the postseason a couple
people
times.
People like that get on my nerves.
Well, that's just what it is. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Well, I'm just saying, it just gets on my nerves. That's a Bucks fan. They just don't know good. They want a guy to leave and say, we wish we would have kept him. Now you got the guy, and you still ain't happy.
And you
why wouldn't
be.
You be on his bandwagon anyway?
At 20 points, or just over 20 points a game in under 30 minutes a night. They were just showing him warm up for the game tonight that's on ESPN. And Adam Schefter will be on the sidelines for that, which is always fun. 6:30 tip-off, and Tim Allen will be on with the Pick and Save Probes post-game show after the game tonight. But you're in a situation with Chris that if he goes out, tonight's a big game against a team that's going to be in the playoffs. It's got a really nice duo. You know what Malcolm Brogdon's going to want to put out because he's playing tonight, and he hasn't in games that you've played them earlier on this year, along with Victor Oladipo. Tonight, it can be another night where you got to take over because Giannis is going to be out along with Kyle Korver and George Hill tonight. So you go in, dominate the game tonight, win another one. I think it does take small steps, but you're right. I just don't know if it fully gets taken out until he does it in the postseason.
Well, what do the numbers look like when Middleton is not available with just Giannis and the guys? How old number?
I mean, I think that's also part of the issue. When he was down for those nine games, it was a part of the 18-game winning streak.
Yeah.
So you know what people said.
Right.
Well, what it's all about Giannis.
Of course.
They can win without Chris Middleton. They don't need him. They got Eric Bledsoe with him.
Right.
But then if Eric Bledsoe's out and they win all the bunch of games, then it's Eric Bledsoe that's replaceable.
Yeah.
Let's go get Jrue Holiday.
Yeah.
414-799-1250.
Part of it just is they're a really deep basketball team right now.
True.
And that really is what has led to them being as good as they are. They're as deep as they've been.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? I think it was Bart the other day. Ty Windisch, who is a basketball guy here in the state, did a thing on Twitter the other day, Bart said, and he said, hey, just for giggles, go and look back at a box score, 2 years to the day ago for the Bucks. 2 years ago. Don't have to go back any farther. And the names that were in that box score.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, my Lord. And then you look at the box score from now, just 2 years later. It is night and day different as far as the veteran-laden, proven players now that are rotation players on this team. When you go to that bench, it's not a bunch of unproven guys you're hoping do something. These are all guys with proven track records that you know are going to do something. And now you get Marvin Williams in the mix to add to that. I'm anxious to see if he's going to play tonight because – if I'm them, I don't play him. You can suit him up. He can sit on the sidelines, but I don't think you need to play him.
When Kane Pittman tweeted out first that Giannis, George Hill, and Korver would all miss tonight's game, it said that Marvin Williams is going to make his debut tonight.
He has to, right? With the rotation. I mean, they don't have enough guys. Somebody gets in foul trouble.
I guess it doesn't matter.
You'd rather see Ersan again for 27 minutes?
Yeah. Because I just want to give as much practice as possible, I guess, is what I'm looking at. I want to beat Indiana. It's Malcolm Brogdon. I want to win this game. If I'm Budenholzer,
I agree.
I want to win this game. I mean, this isn't Atlanta. This is, well, maybe for Atlanta, Budenholzer.
You can see
important.
Budenholzer's face. But he wants to win every game.
Every game.
Sure. But
even
this
if they're
is,
up 30.
Every
but
game.
But this is your threat in this division. Number one, not that it really matters, I guess, divisions anymore, but this is your threat if there is one in this division, and it's Malcolm Brogdon, who you didn't get the last time.
If it's me, and we're going
to the All-Star break, and I don't got Giannis, I'm trying to win this thing, and maybe that's what Marvin Williams is playing. Maybe he's like, we can use all the firepower we can get.
They ain't trying to prove nothing at this point. They better than that. They ain't scared of no Brogdon.
See, me, I'm trying to bury people. And this team with Brogdon and Oladipo, who think maybe they got something for us in the playoffs, I'm going to try and bury you by 30 if I got the chance.
This is my favorite part of it. They win tonight's game. I'm going to take one quick step here and let everybody realize this. They win tonight's game. They go into the All-Star break 40 games over 500. At 47-7.
Yeah, if you would have told me, we started this station in 2005. If you would have told me, hey, Spark, you'll still be working at this radio station when the Bucks are 40 games over at the All-Star break, I would have laughed hysterically and said, how old will I be still working here at that point? Like 70?
Yeah, 75? You thought you were going to be walking in here with a walker.
How old will I be when this happens? You just can't project finding the needle in the haystack, essentially, is what they did with Giannis.
True.
And now all of a sudden you got possibly the face of this league for the next decade on this basketball team.
See, that's the fan base. They never thought it would get better.
Thought it would get to
even
this point.
Even Cincinnati thinking someday we're going to be good.
No,
right?
They don't. Are you talking about the Bengals?
Yeah.
They don't.
Someday listen, because Marvin Lewis there for so long, they were always relevant, hang around.
LeRoy.
They gutted it out.
Holy God.
Going to be good someday in the future.
LeRoy, he's trading. Yeah. Joe Burrow is trading with TJ Houshmandzadeh, a former Bengal. There's rumors running rampant.
He doesn't want
to play for the Bengals. And now there's rumors running rampant that it's open for sale. Come bid on one. I'm telling you,
that's just tough.
They're screwed.
That's just tough.
I sure hope not.
They're screwed.
That's sad. That guy's from Ohio.
Don't be believing all that stuff. Not just a bunch of
Miami get
stuff.
That kid. They're going to give up a ton of draft picks, but they'll get him.
He's going to Cincinnati.
They'll move down. They'll take Tua, and he'll be hurt his whole career.
Do you actually think Joe Burrow is that good enough to say, I don't want these $60 million guaranteed up number
one? He has not said it publicly, but he's working out a bunch of former Bengal players.
Nothing. He ain't going to say nothing. He's going to go there and be a savior.
I sure hope so, man. He's an Ohio kid.
It'd
be a lot better if he did it in Cincinnati. But
go there and turn that thing around.
I don't see him doing a John Elway and saying, I'm not going to play here.
You've earned his number one pick.
Or Eli.
Trust me, they think
they're
gonna be
good. If you're the Bengals and you end up trading that pick, it's over.
You might as well sell it.
You get a Herschel Walker type deal for it.
That's what it'll be. They'll get a ton. Yeah, they will get a ton.
Then you might well keep Andy Dalton for another year then.
They might. Stop.
But if it's me, I'm taking Burrow and
Thank
keep
you.
It moving.
That's what they should do.
Yes, they should. We all agree. Joe Burrow.
Yeah, just do that and you'll be good in the future.
Or go get Tom Brady.
No, man, Brady ain't finna play with that team, man. Stop it.
Bring Antonio Brown with you, Tom. Let's see how good you really are.
Well, him and A.J. Green, maybe something will
work. Antonio Brown, A.J. Green, Tom Brady.
Yeah, that would
they
be legendary.
They got Mixon at running
Brady
back.
Brady will get sacked 64 times. He'll say, I'm done.
He would retire midseason.
Yeah, but if he won a Super Bowl with the Bengals?
That ain't happening, Steve. Stop.
This isn't Madden.
It would be the Tom Brady trophy.
There's no force trade that you can do in Madden to get Tom Brady onto the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm sure he's smiling from year to year.
Cut your losses, man.
No,
and just keep it moving.
I'm in the bathroom. And I hear him all this smoke about Cincinnati and all
hey,
this.
Man, that's your
but
friend.
But Leroy.
Man.
I'm telling you.
But Leroy.
That's your
Carson
friend.
Palmer went to Cincinnati. And almost, and we're Ocho Cinco. But yeah, they can go win there if they got the right place.
Carson Palmer was so mad he retired and quit playing football because he was stuck
great,
there.
They had you a great run, stayed? Though.
And then came back and yeah, played after that.
But a great run of not winning a playoff game.
Well, not everybody going to win playoff games.
Oh, come on, man.
Not everybody going to win
I'm
them.
Telling you.
I ain't win now.
Yeah, but if you're going for 14 years
now.
Right.
Rejuvenated. How'd you feel in there? A lot better?
Uh-huh.
You feel a lot better after that? Got a
pep. A lot lighter.
I'm going to start drinking coffee.
Got a pep in your step like no other now.
I'm going to start drinking coffee. I think coffee's messing me up. I can't because I'm addicted to it. I can't. But
I love it too.
It's just cramping me up right now. And it was the same time this time yesterday, too. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. I heard through you last time. Yeah, no doubt about it. Man, okay.
It just got me cramping up. I got a good workout in this morning.
That's good, yeah.
But no, Steve, how many draft picks they got to give up?
Dolphins got a ton of draft picks. I bet you they'll give up 4 or 5 draft picks.
They have 3 first-rounders.
And they're only moving up a couple slots, right? How many slots are they having to move up?
They're 5.
They need more than
a quarterback. So they're moving up 4 slots, and they're going to give up, what, 3 number-one draft picks and a 1 the following year? So it'll be like 4 ones.
They're not doing that. They're going to take Tua Tagovailoa.
And Cincinnati will do it. Cincinnati will move back. They'll take Tua, and he'll be hurt his whole career. Watch.
But Tua's going to be hurt his whole career.
And that's how this will go for Cincinnati.
You know that.
That organization...
That would be a legendary fail if they were going to be able to do that. Let's take one call. We'll reset the other big topics once we come back. Miltown's on the south side. He's up on the fan.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Miltown? What's going on, man, my brother?
The Fantastic Four. It's been a while since I talked to you guys.
Yeah.
I switched positions in my job, but still.
What you switch on, Miltown?
I switched from the north side. Now I'm working on the south side.
Hey, man, at you. You close to home or no?
No, I'm further from home, but it is what it is.
They give you a pay raise or no?
That was my question.
Mm-hmm. No pay raise, but I'm getting closer to retirement time, so it don't matter.
There you go.
Now we're talking. What do you got, man?
Hey.
Yeah.
I think you guys know that I've been a big Chris Middleton fan from the...
I think we know that. Yeah, I think we know that.
As a throw in.
Yeah.
And I think the problem is that most fans and most people at the barbershop, Leroy, only listen to the talking head. And I think you said it earlier, Gary, that Milwaukee is underrated in talent level.
Yes.
Giannis got the props because Giannis was something that they have never seen.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Middleton is just as good as, like, Bradley Beal. He's better than those guys. He plays defense. He can shoot. He can handle the ball. He can pass. He can rebound, and everybody talk about his playoff failure. He doesn't have playoff failure. If you go back through the years when the Bucks was in the playoffs, Chris Middleton averaged pretty good. Last year, he averaged bad against Toronto because what was he doing? Playing defense against Kawhi, and that takes away from your offense. The one game where they moved Chris from off of Kawhi, he scored 31 points and kept us in a game that we lost in the end. The good thing about him this year is we got somebody that can play perimeter defense in Wes Matthews, so that allows Chris to concentrate more on his offensive game. He is almost as good as Scottie Pippen as a number two.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion.
Thanks, appreciate it, Miltown. And the fit Please also comes into Miltown. That. That's part of the difference that we do have to factor in here.
Yeah.
The fit can be... just right, and these guys have grown together.
He's not flashy enough. Let's keep it 100.
Sure.
That's the problem.
Kids are not running out trying to buy his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
All he does is come to work and do his job. And for some kids, maybe that ain't good enough. It's just just not enough flash. And when you hear your own fan base not on board with it, then the national guys are never going to give him that. So to hear Kendrick Perkins say that, I was so glad that you brought that back and let – so if they don't believe us,
right?
How about seeing it from a guy looking at it from another angle?
Yeah, hear it one more time.
Best duos in the league, you got to start mentioning Giannis and Chris Middleton, because when Giannis is out, Chris Middleton's numbers go through the roof and they're 5-0, and he leads the way.
That's Kendrick Perkins yesterday on the Wendy's Big Show. We're talking about it right now. That's the right lane in Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Center lane is Brewers-Cubs on opening day, a good thing or a bad thing. In the left lane, Pecota, the Baseball Prospectus website, has the Milwaukee Brewers at 79 wins. You believe that's over or under? We'll get the answers from everybody here coming up next. But first, guys, here it is, your final opportunity, with just final 10 kegs remaining of the Beauforting Winter Lager. Your opportunity for the rest of 2020. It's gone when they're gone. And Beauforting beer,
Steve,
you want to try every
bathroom,
single
Gary
bit. Yeah, don't go in
down
there.
The hall,
I wouldn't go in there. That was almost an hour long.
Like
that was rough.
The blue bag.
And the red bag and the purple bag. Beauforting beer, the premium quality beer due to its superior ingredients. 100% natural barley, hops, and the freshest spring water used in production. We're talking about over 250 years of family-owned brewery experience. That's right. Beauforting, family-owned since 1764 in the country of Luxembourg, and they've been crafting their brews to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. Everything in the lineup from the Chris Pilsner, the smooth triple, or a perfectly balanced Bruin. They're all designed to give you the full flavor that does not fill you up. Little secret about Beauforting beer. Unlike other imports, it's not owned by a gigantic corporation. They don't brew Beauforting in mass quantities. They make it with a personal family touch in great small batches that you can test out right now today, like a six-pack of Total Wine and More, Festival Foods, or Otto's Wine and Spirits. Check them out at Cafe Hollander on tap at the Nomad and Revere's in Delafield. But if you want to test out the Beauforting Winter Lager before it's gone, go to Blue Mountain Bold, Dugout 54, or Donahue's Irish Pub and tell them you want to test out and drink in the Boff with the Beauforting Winter Lager, Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import. We're back after this on Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Hey, it's Bill Michaels. You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show right here on the Fan. Make sure you check out the Bill Michaels Show weekday morning starting at 10. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans. A radio.com sports station.
Milwaukee, fixing your car or truck just got a whole lot easier and cheaper with Wrench and Go. Wrench and Go is a self-service auto parts yard giving you access to the lowest price on auto parts. Just bring your own tools to Wrench and Go's acres of blacktop with over 800 cars up on wheel stands ready and easily stripped by you for parts. All in the heart of the city at 3520 West Mill Road between Tetonia and Sherman. It's the lowest prices on parts around and it's pure automotive heaven. Search Wrench and Go, where man meets metal.
Wow, another season of great racing action is over at the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. 2019 was an awesome year, and thanks all of you for helping to make that happen. Now's the time to get your 2020 Great Lakes Dragway season passes for next year. Just go to greatlakesdragway.com to purchase. And remember to pre-book your group event or track rental in advance, because the dates fill up fast. Happy holidays from everyone at Great Lakes Dragway. Just a burnout west of Interstate 94 on County KR. Be there.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions and easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thursday morning on Chuck and Winkler, we'll recap Bucks Pacers. Our Matt Velasquez from the Journal Sentinel will join us. And if this team wins a title, here's a fun one. How many numbers get retired? Could be more than you think.
Get your morning off to a great start. Chuck and Winkler, weekday morning 6 to 10 on The Fan.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. At Wendy's, every bacon cheeseburger is made fresh, like the Big Bacon Classic, made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef, and topped with Wendy's freshly cooked, hot and crispy bacon. Try one today. We got you. Approximate weight before cooking. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
It's Wendy's Big Show inside the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Bucks and Pacers tonight start up at 6:30. Big and Safe Probes postgame show back on the air tonight. The franchise Tim Allen will be in studio for me tonight. And Bucks go to try to become 40 games over 500 with a win tonight at 47-7 is where they would be. They'll have to do it without Giannis, without George Hill, and without Kyle Korver. There are only one-point dogs with Giannis, George Hill, and Kyle Korver out for tonight's game on the road.
They shouldn't win this game. I mean, realistically, they probably should win this game with those three guys out, losing that much firepower.
Right.
But I expect them to win this game.
Chemistry win games like this.
You just expect them to win games all the time.
But you're going to have some issues here with Marvin Williams, probably. I mean, does he know the defense necessarily the right, all that? Does he know all the offense? He's only been here for 2 days.
I'm just trying to figure out who's going to go off tonight. I'm more just wondering who's going to D up Domantas Sabonis. That's who I'm wondering is going to be able to be stopped, because that dude has had a huge year this year, well-deserving of an all-star bid, his first one of his career. And if you don't think Malcolm Brogdon has something, like you said, Stevie, for this Bucks team, he definitely has a little something that he wants to showcase tonight against his former team.
What time game come on tonight?
6:30 tonight.
Ooh, early start.
Little early start on the East Coast or the Eastern
Tim
time
Tim Allen
zone.
Doing post tonight.
Yeah, franchise.
Tim Allen doing post.
Franchise is in the studio for the post game tonight.
He's got to get some sleep tonight, get ready for the big day tomorrow.
Yep, and then also a little bit of play-by-play.
Oh, I wasn't available. Okay.
Yeah, no, man. Anytime you want.
I'm a grown man, cuz I got churn to feed.
What you got, Leroy?
Churn.
How many is that?
7.
Okay.
That's
three
seven.
I like, though.
That's funny, because that's the exact same streak that Chris Middleton has for 20-point games. Kendrick Perkins told us 100. Yesterday that him and Giannis are going to find themselves amongst one of the best duos in the NBA. That's the right lane, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. In the center lane is Brewers-Cubs on opening day, a good thing or a bad thing. It's bad enough that my folks usually have the 10-game pack finding opening day as the free game decided, you know what? We'll just get tickets whenever we want to go this year. If we're not going to go to opening day, I don't want to go deal with all that Cubs nonsense. So we'll just go whenever we want, and that'll be the easier way to deal with it. Sparky, do you believe this is a good thing or a bad thing?
Horrible. And Mark should immediately tell Manfred, we don't want this anymore. So, like, there's a million options that you can schedule for opening day in Milwaukee. There's all these other teams. You could put us interleague for all I care. Start us against the Yankees. But I do not want to start against the Cubs ever again based on demographics, based on everything that goes into this logistically. Want nothing to do with it. Please don't do it again. What am I scared of?
Yeah, what are you scared of? Don't you want the Packers to open up with San Francisco? We talked about that yesterday.
No, that's not even remotely close. I mean, you're not going to –
remotely close.
No, not even remotely close. It has nothing to do with the quality of
team.
I don't care.
That's the team you got to beat to get to the next level.
Great, then give us the Dodgers then. Fine. I'll open against the Dodgers at Miller Park. I'm fine with that. I don't want to deal with all the Cub fans that come along
with
this. You got to
deal with them anyway, Steve.
Yeah, but opening day is something special in this town. Always has been something special. And now it's going to be a mess. It's going to be a complete mess.
He's so scared.
Billy just said, his parents aren't buying a 10-pack because they don't want to go to opening day.
They don't
want to
deal with
it. Their other parents.
They aren't going to go either.
Yeah, it's going to be sold out. They're going to make, let's make some money out of the
gate. Lots of Cub fans.
That was the issue for me.
And let's go beat them.
They'll sell out opening day regardless. Now, they'll sell out the first three games. They'll sell out the first three games, absolutely. That's why I'd rather open up with the Padres. Because then you can sell out a game that you're not going to otherwise. They definitely got the rival right out of the gates. They got the Wisconsin pre-sale going on right now. You have the opportunity to get your tickets right now today and ready for opening day.
They have some competitive spirit, Ryan, in this building. Bring me that garbage can. Let me throw
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Gary?
I'm tired. I mean, this woe is me stuff, man.
Hey, man, I know, man. I ain't never seen that before.
Stop selling your tickets then and go to the games yourself. I'm tired of all this woe is me with the Brewers fans and the Cubs fans. Y'all the one of the reason why it's like this. Go to the game.
Not the fact that they have 15 times the population than we do in the city of Milwaukee.
How small is Green Bay?
What do you mean?
Versus any other city that they're playing
against.
That's
also a four-hour drive in comparison to an hour drive.
No, I'm just saying in general, anybody can come up in Green Bay and take over by 60,000 people, though.
If that.
If you're talking about that, just...
You're not comparing the Packers to the Brewers.
Huh?
You're not comparing the Packers to the Brewers, are you?
What do you say that?
The Packer fan base or the Brewer fan base.
Yeah.
You're going to compare the two?
Yeah, I mean, Bruce got good fan base, man.
Good path. 40,000 on the two.
Like the one that's been around for 101 years.
They got 13 world championships. The Bruin fan base lasts, what, 3 years? What, are they, 2.5 million people?
3 years.
Two and a half million, Billy.
Stop it.
Through the turnstiles.
You're not comparing the Packer fan base to the Brewer fan
base. Come on, man.
Y'all need to stop this woe with me, man. Listen, Brewer fans need to go out, keep their tickets, and go to the game.
Then there
won't be no Cubs fans up in there for us to talk about.
Here's
what I get. I get if you say, why play the Cubs the first game of the year when you know it's going to be a sellout? What do you play anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get down with that.
I don't.
I do.
Put the best product out there.
No. Because if you're looking to make money, right?
Right.
I'm just talking about
strictly monetarily
business that you want to make the money, right? Then that should be a game where you're not going to draw the gates because you're going to draw anyway because people are going to go because it's open today.
I
get down with that.
Instead of a $27,000 that you're going to get for the next time the Rockies are in town.
Right.
Let's throw them in here and sell it out for $43,000.
Yeah, you're right, Billy. Totally agree.
414-799-1250. That's the center.
The three of y'all give me heart.
The three of y'all's?
Y'all give me heart. But
Leroy, you understand that.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You're a money guy.
No.
You can do both.
No, you can't do both.
No, I can't. They come in town, you can make money.
No. Because normally, if you have like a Monday night or a Tuesday night game in the middle of the week like that, and if they play like, say, Arizona or somebody like that, well, no, opening day, you're going to get that crowd anyway, no matter who you play.
Well, they're paying that money.
No, but what you do,
you say you don't want to play them on opening day at all.
Well, I'm okay with that. But I'm talking about.
At all.
You understand what I'm saying, Billy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's two different
arguments. I've been saying,
I get what you're saying. That's two different arguments.
It's simply for the money aspect of why I don't care. I could care less. I could care less who you beat on the first game of the year. It doesn't matter to me. Brandon Woodruff's going
to
be on the mound, and he's going
to
be the best pitcher on the field. So that side of it, I'm fine.
National televised game. All the people, the big trucks will be here. It'll be awesome.
No, I don't think it is going to be.
I bet it will be.
Sunday will be because it'll be on Sunday Night Baseball.
Correct, Sunday, but not. I don't know about opening day, but we'll see.
Well, sometimes opening day is on the road. So I'm talking the opening home game.
Mm-hmm.
Bring on the Cubs. I want to beat them. And I want to make money. And if people want to sell their tickets, I don't care. Because it's going to be Cub fans anyway.
Y'all are going to be here on opening day when this is all going down, so we can revisit this then.
Bring it on. I hope so. I'm not scared.
We'll see.
I hope so. Thursday, March 26th.
I wish I played them all. How many games? They played 300 games?
They play 162 games.
I play
81 of those at
all
home.
All of them. I play them all 319.
Well, I don't know why you want to do that, though, Leroy.
I want to beat them. I want to play the best.
So if they played,
they're not the best.
If they played the Cubs every single game of the year, would they have over or under 79 wins?
It's a lot of unknowns like the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of unknowns. Now, people just jumped out there and say 90 games because they're the homers. Put them people to the side. For what you know and what you don't know, you have to say under. But for me, I'm going to always say over. Because I just believe in what Stearns is doing. He knows something I don't know. They know a lot about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I like the
That's for sure.
I like the
they know a lot more than me.
I like the managing style. He don't necessarily need a lot of Hall of Famer in his lineup. He makes it work. So, me? I'm going to say over because I'm a homer.
Sure.
Right,
well,
Gary?
Of course you're a homer,
right.
Leroy. We know that.
But the baseball purist type.
Purist.
They don't know a lot of these names. This guy got a hope here. This guy, they may say, man, it's under.
May say.
I'm going to say.
Too optimistic of a guy. Well, yeah, what are you? You're the
baseball
guy.
I would like to middle it with where the Vegas 83.5 and the Brewers and the Pecota has them at 79. I think they're somewhere right in the middle there because that's exactly where they were last year before they had one of the best Septembers of all time.
I ain't never going to say under with Yelich, though. I just can't do it. I'm trying to say that.
They went 15 games over 500 last year in the month of September, and without that, they would have been a 500 ball club. So I think they're right about 500 again this year. Stevie, where do you think?
70 games by itself.
How many?
70. By itself, cuz.
Okay. I got him at 80.
I'm just keeping it 100.
I got him at 500, too. 81 wins. Somewhere right in that area. Could be a couple games under 500. Could be a couple games over 500. Somewhere in that area. But I will say this. If they're 10 or more games under 500 at the All-Star break, they ought to just move Yelich.
Oh, man.
What? Where is this? Oh, man. Did we We must have missed this earlier.
I got this man on a four-year contract with two more years to go, and you didn't want to move him.
Billy, you really just all y'all.
I think Steve do that for a reaction.
Is that what you're doing?
Hit the hot button, man.
Are you turning your head?
I don't know what's
going on. You should hit that hot button as soon as he said that.
Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, I heard him. He's been saying he's wanted to trade Yelich for the last year.
What do you want to trade Yelich for?
He's trying to get a
team. He says they're not going to sign him.
He's trying to beat Bart. That's what he's doing. He's trying to beat Bart.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Bart
would try to beat this
guy. He's trying to beat Bart.
I'll explain it to you. I'm here for you. I'll explain to you.
Here we go.
Listen.
Billy, you going to listen?
I've been.
Yeah, I've turned him off.
I haven't left.
Save him by turning his mic off.
Yeah, he's stuck. But, Gary, this is the deal. If they're bad, if Stearns is wrong and the naysayers are right, and if they are as bad as they think with this roster, they're going to be a ways away from being able to fix this in one off season if he's wrong. So now you go into next year. Adam McKelly brought up next winter. Next offseason might be the offseason that you think about moving him if
raise
you don't think you can sign him long term.
If you got somebody you work with you don't like, just raise your
it's
hand.
Got it. You have to think about it. I mean, if everybody here thinks you could pay him 35, 40 million or whatever it is
a
year,
how many more years I got? Two,
go
right?
Ahead. Yeah.
I got it for two more or one more?
Two more.
I'm going to ride that too because I got a good deal. Have you ever went to a store, had a discount, and took the extra money back to the store?
I have not.
No.
I've went and said that they went and put it on sale and I went and asked for my money back.
Now, you got to protect him though. Okay, you got to put somebody in front of him. And
they didn't.
It. No, I'm saying this year, it has to be. I need an Eric Thames type going to hit me 25 home runs, and I don't even see it.
Justin Smoke.
It. Yeah, you got guys. Narvaez could hit 20, 25.
Well, Narvaez is going to hit 25 home runs.
You're good. Put somebody around him. By himself, he's going to put up numbers, cuz.
I can't wait to see Omar Narvaez do exactly what Yasmani Grandal did in this league.
T-R-U-F-L.
System.
Yep.
Last year, he's going to do just about the exact same thing,
Steve,
and he's going to be around for 3 years.
You put the Brewers number two,
trading Yelich would be the equivalent of the Green Bay Packers trading Aaron Rodgers.
You mean Brett Favre?
No, Aaron Rodgers.
No, Brett Favre left.
Bucks traded Lou Alcindor.
Brett Favre left. No. But Lou Alcindor wanted to go too.
You said that.
Understand.
Aaron Rodgers didn't want to go nowhere.
You know what happened with Prince Fielder? They didn't trade him because they were in the thick of it trying to get to a World Series, and he walked for a compensation pick.
He got paid, though.
Absolutely. And his career pretty much went downhill after that. But
money's paid, though.
But
I'm just saying we ain't getting nothing back.
I understand. I'm fine doing it your way, Leroy, if you're competing and you're good.
They're
going to
compete with him.
But if you're not good after this year and going into the following year, you're looking at Rodgers going, not going to be much different. Lorenzo Cain's a year older. Braun's done. I'm sorry. You have to think about it. Because why would he want to stay? Again, I know money talks. But why would you want to stay here if you think the outlook isn't all that good to begin with? And two, like we brought up at the toy drive to David Stearns, there's that number, he's not going to tell us, of how much in this market you can give one player that's a percentage of your payroll. And whatever that number is, you can't go over that because you think, all right, I don't think I can build a roster if he's 25% of payroll one roster.
He can't lead this part. I don't know what the name of it is.
Still Miller Park for one more
You're
year.
You're good.
Miller Coors.
Yeah.
He can't lead that part.
Sure, he can. He'll be good anywhere.
But not like that, because everything you swing at gone.
Just about, true. Yeah.
You go to some of the other parts, man, that's a double, because, I mean,
there's also a part of quality of life that you have to factor in here.
I understand.
And he genuinely seems to enjoy living here. So,
no doubt.
And I really believe this.
Yeah, until that changes, I'm fixated on wanting to pay him, and I'll pay him whatever he needs.
So you have a payroll of $90 million?
$90
million. So imagine if this is 2 or 3 years
from
now.
We're at $90
million? $91 million is what they're at right now.
I thought it was over $100.
No, you took a $30 million pay cut this year from last year. The Brewers did.
Oh, they shaved that off. Oh,
$30 million.
I got you.
Yeah. $30 million
pay cut. So we got a little room there, Steve.
Hold on. So now let's say
got a little room.
You're going to pay that dude $30-35 million
coming off the books now.
I understand, but $30 or $35 million a year for one player, and your payroll is going to be $90 to $100 million. You have $70 million left for the rest of your roster. That's still more than the Pirates' whole roster, granted. I mean, you are really putting your hands behind your back if you're going to give that larger percentage to one player. It's not $30 million and your payroll's $250 million. That's not what you got. You have $30 million and your payroll's $100 million, let's say.
But if you don't give it to him, Steve, instead of that $40,000, I say we get on Tuesday, we may get $19 million now.
Sure.
Absolutely.
The issue that you need to do.
Attendance will go down, for sure.
Is,
way down.
You need to draft better. That's how you solve that problem.
That's how you solve the problem.
You draft
better.
They got
the best menu. Yeah.
And for, what was it, 6 consecutive years, your first round pick needs to make the major leagues.
Right.
And how many years, though? Like 4? 3?
Well, preferably every year, your first round pick yeah. actually gets to the major league. Happened. And that hadn't happened for quite some time for the Milwaukee right. Brewers. So that's why you're in predicaments like that when you have to retool yeah. your entire roster because you don't have any good young players. But David Stearns has done well enough but, you know, that all his young players are getting close to the big leagues.
But then yeah. we thought that Brinson was going to be the one.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a draft pick for the Brewers.
But we still thought he
wasn't.
No, he was traded for. Lewis Brinson was a part of the package that sent Jonathan Lucroy
right.
out to the Rangers.
Right, but although he wasn't drafted, but we thought he was going to be mm-hmm. the one, though.
And then he was traded for Christian Yelich. Right.
He was a young player
mm-hmm.
that we thought was going to be.
And he hit $160 last year.
Yeah. Right? That's why you can never tell. Baseball, though, Bill, I will say this. Baseball is so volatile that way. Now, it almost feels like if you got the We remember when the Nationals went and got the, what's the pitcher name? Zimmerman? Not Zimmerman.
You talking about Scherzer?
Max Scherzer and then
Corbin.
The flipping the hair guy?
Oh, that's Bryce Harper.
Harper.
He was the number
one
overall
pick. In the draft.
Yeah, Scherzer. Yeah,
Strasburg.
Strasburg and Harper were back-to-back number one overall picks.
Yep.
The very, like, can't miss.
Yeah, number one overall pick.
Can't miss.
Paid off.
But Steven Strasburg missed for about 7 years
well, he was
where he was not able to stay healthy and
right,
people
he
wanted
hurt.
Him gone. People
he
thought
hurt.
He was ruining yep. the franchise.
100.
And now he just signed one of the richest contracts in baseball history. And he's got all the Robert Specialty meats that he could possibly imagine.
You best believe it. Anytime you want to.
You got the meat sweat.
Give me some of that beef jerky.
Valentine's Day is almost here. And after you take care of flowers and chocolate from our favorite florist, this year, surprise that special person in your life with something she'll love you even more for. Cooking up a delicious meal with fresh meats from Robert's Specialty Meats. Ever the romantic, Paul Roberts will help you select and give you tips on preparing that awesome feast for your significant other. Set the mood early with some of Robert's Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky in 5 distinctive flavors. Then imagine the pleasure when she savors that first bite into a fork tender USDA prime beef tenderloin steak or bacon wrap filet. Her heart will really flutter with the right size cut of Robert's legendary Al Capone pork roast, combining several meats, cheeses, and seasonings into one awesome meal, amore. Call Robert's today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT for the best selection, and reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the ideal snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats! There is only one place, Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
We still got the drive-home moment of the Wendy's Big Show for you and some time for you at 414-799-1250. It's Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, Wendy's Big Show on the
Milwaukee. Fan. Milwaukee, catch the Hall of Famer, Sidney Moncrief, during the post-game shows as he talks Bucks basketball with Baby Tausch. Maybe the greatest lockdown defender ever, rebounding guard, tough as nails.
Giannis seems to just play at that high level the entire game, and he sets the tone for the rest of his teammates, and the teammates set the tone for him.
Catch the Hall of Famer, Sidney Moncrief, one of the best to put on a Bucks uniform during the postgame shows as he talks Bucks basketball with Baby Tausch.
How do you attack the paint against the Bucks? Lopez is long. He can block shots. He's intelligent. He knows how to position his body. And then you have Giannis with length, intelligence, athleticism. They're going to be hard to penetrate against in the playoffs, and they're going to be a very difficult team to get into the paint against.
Sidney Moncrief on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan, a radio.com sports station. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North.
Kevin Moret here, founder of Mentality Men's Health. We are proud to partner with so many first responders in being prepared for anything.
I'm a retired law enforcement officer, SWAT commander, actually, for several years. As life went on, I started to get tired, and my workouts weren't the same. Went to Mentality, find myself back in the gym, have the energy to work out, energy to do the things I always liked to do before. First responders, firefighters, police officers, EMS, change your life at LowTUSA.com.
We are grateful for everything first responders do. Start today at LowTUSA.com.
John McAlpine with Janneking here. The time is right to begin taking care of your own future. Janneking has the affordable opportunity that is right for you. Choose a plan that fits your needs, and we will provide the initial training and the initial contracts to service. Janneking is people, pride, and performance. We have a proven program that has provided success to thousands of franchise owners. Get your piece of the American dream. Call Janneking at 262-780-0300 or check us out online at janneking.com. Janneking. the king of clean.
Nobody does bacon like Wendy's. And with the Big Bacon Classic, you get freshly cooked hot and crispy bacon on a quarter pound of fresh beef. I said Big Bacon Classic, not classical music.
Oh, right. My bad.
If you're not getting your bacon cheeseburger from Wendy's, what are you getting? Exactly. Get the Big Bacon Classic on the Made to Crave menu delivered today. Wendy's, we got you.
At participating Wendy's, approximate weight before cooking, fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Delivery available in select markets. Prices may be higher than in restaurant. Delivery fee may apply.
One more game stands between the Bucks and the NBA All-Star break. It's Malcolm Brogdon and the Indiana Pacers. Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Join us tonight for the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Tonight after Bucks and Pacers, right here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. You know, before I tell everybody about Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North, let's get our guy Mike on the south side in here. Mike, pick a lane, my brother.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think...
You all right, Mike? Sound a little hoarse today.
No, I'm all good.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
It's been 4 days. I rested up for this.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good job, Mike.
What is this Brewers-Cubs thing?
They are having opening day, Brewers and Cubs. This year, it'll be March 26th, so they open at home against the Cubs. But right now, today, Mike, at Brewers.com, you can get the Wisconsin resident-only presale for the next 3 days.
Okay, who did Brewers beat on opening day last year when Kane did the robbery, the catch?
That was the St. Louis Cardinals last year.
Oh, God, I feel bad now. I thought that was the Cubs because I was watching the replay.
Wasn't it amazing? Well,
that was good.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. So you don't have a problem with them opening against the Cubs?
No.
Would you go even though there's all those Cub fans?
I ran into a Cubs fan. All he did was rip on Miller Park, and I'm like, well, why do y'all drive up here then?
Right, no kidding.
I think even if they built a stadium down there, they'd still all come here.
Well, yeah, right.
You put their feet up and, you know, take their shoes off on us. And real quick, talking about the food, you guys throw me nuts with that. I was over at the Pick and Save looking at brownies and the treats.
Yeah.
And then I get my car. I kind of felt bad. I hadn't brought anything in.
Well, you're all good, Mike.
Cannibal sandwiches?
No.
This week?
No.
No.
You're a fan of cannibal sandwiches,
Mike?
Gary
doesn't want a cannibal sandwich for you to bring in. Leroy doesn't want one either. No.
No. Are you talking about bringing them up in here?
He's going to bring cannibal sandwiches for you to eat, Gary.
Don't bring that up in here, man.
Bakery?
Yeah, you want some bakery. What kind of bakery you got?
You know you like them brownies.
I do like those brownies.
You ever have a lemon bar?
Lemon bar. Oh, what do you put in the lemon bar, Mike?
Lemon, knucklehead.
Oh, man. They're
what a dumb question was that? Right. Hey, what do you put in a lemon bar?
How about this?
What in the world?
You know what we call the quarterback?
Huh?
You know what we call the quarterback?
What?
Quarterback,
right. Exactly right. Exactly my point.
He said a lemon, you knucklehead.
Hey. Put in a lemon bar.
Guess what we call the quarterback?
Quarterback. Where's Tank?
What's in lemon bar? Lemon?
Big kid. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what they throw in a lemon bar. Maybe there's got to have something else in there.
Lemon? Go ahead. Is Mike gone?
Or Mike's gone.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Oh, man. Okay, I got to collect myself after that. So, anybody actually eat lemon bars before? Is that like a thing that people are actually cooking all the time?
I'm not a big fan of lemon.
Okay, well, that would cut that off right at the head, no doubt about it. So he does not even putting a piece of fruit in his beer, and that's not what you need to do. Guys, especially at Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North, I don't think they got lemon bars and brownies waiting for you, but what they do have is great deals waiting for you, conveniently off I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive, blocks away from the Bayshore Town Center in Glendale, only 15 minutes away from anywhere in Milwaukee. Check out the few 2019s they still have left in stock. Austin Dell is trying to get those things off of the showroom, make room for some new 2020s. Huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles as well available on all new 2019 and 2020 GLA class models. You get a $500 payment credit. On anything else 2019,
receive a $700 payment credit when you lease or finance through Mercedes-Benz. I told you guys Austin Dillon wants to get rid of these 2019s. Mm. Plus, at Mercedes-Benz in Milwaukee North, if you're looking for a certified pre-owned vehicle, you're in luck because the certified pre-owned sales event is continuing with first 2 months payment credit up to $1,500 plus 1.99% APR financing on all certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Check them out online first, MercedesOfMilwaukeeNorth.com. Then stop out at the dealership, ask for my guy Austin Della, tell him Billy Schmidt, the Wendy's Big Show sent you. They'll take great care of you guys over there at Mercedes of Milwaukee North, and find the Mercedes-Benz that fits you just right because that is what we're all about. 414-799-1250. Still a couple of minutes for you to join us here on Pick a Lane. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane as the Bucks get ready to take on the Indiana Pacers tonight. George Hill, Kyle Korver, Giannis Antetokounmpo all out tonight. It'll be Tim Allen inside these studios talking Bucks basketball with you after the game. We're inside the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios back after this on The Fan.
Hey, it's Bart Winkler. You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Make sure to check out Chuck and Winkler weekday mornings starting at 6. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans. 105.7 FM The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, it's me, the UW Credit Union app, talking to you live from a phone in a fanny pack. And just like there are way too many hard candies in here, there are way too many benefits to online banking to ignore. I'm an easy way to securely manage your finances from anywhere. Pay loans and bills or even send money to friends with Zelle. It's pretty sweet, unlike these candies. Is this licorice? Boo. UW Credit Union. Here for every you.
Insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Services property of Early Warning Services, LLC.
Well, we're in the podcast era, and I've realized that there's not a lot of great information available out there about designing and building a home. And I got to thinking, you know, I could do that. I mean, I've been part of the home building industry practically my entire life, and I could really help some people make better decisions when it comes to building their homes. So I started the Home Building Hero podcast. This is David Bellman with Bellman Homes. One thing I didn't want to do is make these podcasts big, long commercials for Bellman Homes. In fact, that's the last thing I want it to be. What I do want the Home Building Hero podcast to be is an interesting and informative resource to truly help folks before taking their next step toward building the home of their dreams. And so far, we've accomplished that. So when you're ready, search for the Home Building Hero podcast or visit BellmanHomes.com for a list of apps. And if you'd like to work together with our team, call Bellman Homes.
Bellman Homes. On the next Bill Michaels Show, continue to talk some Brewers baseball. And also, is the criticism for Greg Gard and the Badger basketball program warranted? And Leroy Butler is going to join us. He's going to discuss falling just short of the Hall of Fame. That's the Bill Michaels Show, weekdays 10 to 2, right here on The Fan.
After every Bucks win, hurry into any participating Wisconsin Wendy's and purchase a medium drink to get your choice of a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. You'll need to act fast, though. This offer is only good for 24 hours after each Bucks win. At Wendy's, when the Bucks win, you win.
Yo, VIP.
Wrapping things up on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Tonight, it's Bucks and Pacers. Bucks, a one-point dog on the road against the Indiana Pacers, back with Victor Oladipo. Malcolm Brogdon gets his run at the Milwaukee Bucks, but he will not get Giannis, not have George Hill or Kyle Korver on the floor. Will the Milwaukee Bucks and Mike Budenholzer tonight after the game? You will get the franchise, Tim Allen, on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. One more game before the NBA All-Star break for the Milwaukee Bucks. One more game before the NBA dunk contest. With our guy Pat Connaughton, tell you maybe something he has planned coming up here in just a quick second. But first is the Chevy Drive Home moment of the Wendy's Big Show.
It's time for the Chevy drive-home moment of the Big Show.
Steve making all these faces over here. I'm going to sit back for this one.
Go ahead. Get them, Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
I appreciate Billy. I do, because...
Uh-oh, that's one of these with all due respect.
But I haven't seen enough yet.
I do appreciate
Get to the butt, man. Don't tell him what you appreciate it. Get to it.
This is the thing. So, when baseball expanded to all these divisions...
My bad, guys. I have the wrong one. That was my... I'm so sorry. This is so unprofessional. I'm such a bad person. Hold on here. Let me get today's Chevy drive of the Wendy's Big Show in here. As much as I like hearing Sparky tell me about and rant and rave about the new playoff system in Major League Baseball, instead you want to hear Gary talk about Brewers fans.
It's time for the Chevy drive home moment of the Big Show.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing the Brewers are starting opening day against the Cubs?
Here's what I feel like you two guys are doing. Wah, wah.
Right.
I mean, put your big butt pants on, go take your stadium. What are we complaining about? It's your stadium. Put your big boy pants on. Don't sell your seats. Go in there. Take rightfully what's yours. And if you don't like it, then sell your seats, and it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in your control. You control this.
Sure.
You let these people pay top dollar. I mean, fine. If you want to make money, if you want to be like Mel Tucker, then so be it. You bitch and moan about they're taking over your stadium because you let them buy your ticket. You got to be kidding me. Stop.
I've always been one that says if you can sell your ticket for two, three, four
then
times,
fine.
That's fine.
Then fine.
That's your personal
but
decision.
Don't you be talking about they're coming in here, they're taking
sure.
over. They're coming in and taking over because you're giving your tickets. Well, you're not giving, but you're making money. And I don't begrudge that. I don't. Fine. But then don't do all this kind of stuff.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
That's the Chevy drive home moment of the Wendy's Big Show today. Our guy Kendrick Perkins has something for your boy Joel Embiid, huh?
Yeah, pretty much saying, because now Twitter just refreshed, of course. Kendrick Perkins pretty much saying that, look, if Joel Embiid needs to talk his junk in order to get him going and play at the level he's played at the last couple of games, then just let him talk himself versus trying to be somebody that he's not and shutting up and, you know, playing the basketball game like so many people mm-hmm. probably want him to do and not run his mouth. And he's right. He's just got to find out who he is. It says, Kendrick Perkins says, I must say, if Joel's going to dominate like he's been doing the last couple of games, let that man be himself. If he wants to talk his stuff and that gets him going, then damn it, talk your stuff. I'd rather this Joel than the quiet, trying to please everyone Joel. And that's Kendrick Perkins.
And that's fine. And you know what? If that's what he needs to embrace,
have to play like that.
A lot of guys got to embrace the villain role, right? And maybe if that's what gets you going,
right.
Good for you. But I'm not going to apologize for everybody being in this guy's corner, being in this guy's ear, saying what they need, what they believe he needs to do. Shaq and Barkley and all those guys saying, you got to go take over. You got to be more aggressive. If that continues to get into your head, that's a you problem. That's not a media problem.
I agree with you.
Be like, one last thing before we get going. What's a hamate bone? A hamate bone? That's what
Luis Urias broke.
Yeah, what is that?
Something like in the middle of your hand.
Metatarsal?
No, metatarsal would be something towards the finger. It's something in the middle of the hand that would, I believe it ties part of the index finger and the thumb together.
Is that his throwing hand?
No, I believe it's his left.
Okay.
I believe he's a right-handed thrower, so he should be all right and ready to go for
no cast training. Or anything on it today when
no.
he reported.
Okay. And also, reporting today, Christian Yelich had a little something in his locker. From your boy, Pat Connaughton. Said, Christian, I have a great idea. Meet me in Chicago this weekend. PC. With a basketball and a Let Pat Dunk shirt. What do we think Christian Yelich is going to be doing with Pat Connaughton on Saturday night in Chicago?
I have no idea.
Do we think he gets dunked over? Do we think he's assisting?
Well, it's got to be assisting. What else could it possibly be? We've seen everything with a human being at a dunk contest,
okay.
haven't we?
But... Pat Connaughton, I believe he was a third-round pick of the Baltimore Orioles.
You involve a baseball bat?
Maybe he's involving a baseball. Maybe he's going to pitch to Christian Yelich, then dunk. Who
knows? You have to dunk a basketball?
I believe so. Maybe it could be both.
Just so you guys know, Jameis Winston underwent LASIK surgery.
Good for him. Maybe it's not 30 interceptions this year.
2020.
Or 28, who knows?
I'm with you, Steve. 2020.
2020.
Yeah.
That's about all it's going to change to.
Yeah, 2020.
It's the Wendy's Big Show today here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. After Bucks and Pacers tonight, franchise has a big and safe probes post-game show for Gary Sparky. I'm Baby Tosh. Leroy was here as well. We're back tomorrow at 2.
This is David Karp with Karp & Yanku. You're getting a divorce and you have to choose an attorney. I feel your choice should first be based on whether you like this attorney's personality and whether he or she seems to care about you. Then you should assess experience and cost to make your final decision. My free consultation allows you to find out all of the above. So call me. You have nothing to lose, and you may find the right attorney right out of the gate.
414-453-0800.
KARPLawFirm.com. Even though your divorce has been finalized, your ex isn't following the court-ordered child placement schedule. You're not receiving the support payments. The credit card bills aren't being paid. And I know, it is not fair. I'm attorney David Karp with Karp & Yanku. Call me for a free consultation so that we can take your ex to court to be found in contempt for failing to follow your court-ordered judgment.
414-453-0800.
KARPLawFirm.com.
To buy, build, or renovate? That is the question. Hi, John Reitz here from Great Midwest Bank, and while I'm no Shakespeare, that is a question often pondered. The answer? GMB loan officers have a passion for helping first-time buyers. Building is great when you know exactly what you want, and renovating can improve what you already love. Whichever route you take, we've been helping Wisconsin homeowners for 85 years running. Find us at greatmidwestbank.com. Great Midwest Bank, your simply local equal housing lender.
WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa, your home for real Milwaukee and Wisconsin sports fans. AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan, a radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.